All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? Good Lord, the wait is almost over. Game one, Western Conference Finals tonight at the Big Sequoia. Rockets Warriors. Got lots to talk about. Barry's back in studio after the Comedy World Tour.
Yeah, the Comedy World Tour of San Antonio.
Nick's birthday weekend / Mother's Day.
How drunk did you get all weekend?
Well, like, I was telling you before the show, I tried this new margarita mix.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got pretty drunk. I mean, I had all kinds.
Did you
stick to one kind of alcohol?
Oh, you switched it up?
Mixing.
Yeah.
So in one night or over the whole weekend?
And one night over the whole weekend.
Oh, nice. So yeah. You just had one long weekend night.
Thursday, Friday, yeah.
You just never went to bed.
I do what I always do. Every day I celebrate like it's my birthday.
Every day, nice. It's your birthday, right?
Yeah.
It's not bad. Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean,
did you butt chug anything? Like, you know, handstand and then
no,
with the funnel? And
I didn't go that far.
Chug, no.
Butt chug?
Yeah, we talked about that on the show before. That became a thing where people were like pouring vodka in their butt.
I think you talked about that with Shock.
No, I think it was on this show, too. Didn't we discuss it on this show?
I don't know if it was on this show.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's a thing.
Have you butt chugged?
No. Come on. Really?
You said it's a thing.
Yeah. It is a thing, but I'm not. Really?
Nick, what goes on the road in comedy stays on the road.
With my OCD, you really think I'm going to let somebody put a funnel in my butt and pour alcohol down it?
Let's go with this.
Really?
Like, forget the OCD. With his germophobic nature,
well,
he's not going to let
that's where it stems from, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, not happening. I had a weird weekend as well. I had a weird Saturday night.
Are you calling San Antonio weird?
I saw some of your tweets. I would not disagree with you.
So after the first show, this guy comes up to me Saturday, first show Saturday. He comes up afterwards. He goes, "Bro, you're hilarious." I was like, "Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. Thanks for, you know, the kind words." He goes, "Man, I had so much fun." I was like, "That's cool." And he was like real wound up. He's just like, "No, seriously, man." It's like, "Great." I was like, "All right, cool, dude." He goes, "You want to go do some blow in the bathroom?" I was like, "What?" He goes, "Come on, bro. Let's go do some blow together." I was like, "No, I'm good. I don't do blow. I don't never have done blow. Don't want to start now with a total stranger and your blow. I don't know what's in it. It could be anything.
Could be Arm & Hammer.
Yeah."
Could be.
He was like, "Damn, you don't want to do any blow?" Like, he was all like, "Ah." I was like, "No." He goes, "Man, that was on my list. I wanted to be able to check that off. ESPN radio host. I did blow with him." Like, what? So not comic. Obviously, you've done blow with a comic before. What it was is you wanted to do blow with a radio host from ESPN. Okay. So that was the early show.
Oh, my God. It gets worse.
It gets worse. So then after the late show, there's this big dude sitting at the stage left, kind of like on the stage level. You know, most of it is the stage is a little elevated and everybody's in front of you, but they have this thing that's even with the stage on left and right side, they have tables. And this dude has like a blue mohawk. He's humongous. He looks like a football player. And he's with this blonde chick and these two other dudes. And they're really into the show and they're loving it. Like, they, when I finished, they stood up. I was like, "Oh, okay." They had a good time. So after the show, they come up to me and they're like, "Yo, man, you're really funny." I was like, "Thanks." They were like, "Come on, you got to go to Sugar's with us." I was like, "What the hell is Sugar's?" He was like, "It's the strip club we work at." I was like, "What?" He goes, "I got a limo out front. I got weed and moon rocks. Let's go to Sugar's and have some fun." I was like, whoa. Okay, first of all, moon rocks? What the hell are moon rocks? He goes, "It's moon rocks, bro. You've never done moon rocks?" I was like, "Is it like some sort of crack? Why is everyone trying to get me like cracked out of my head?" He was like, "No, bro, like it's like weed or THC wrapped in hash and dipped in, like, I don't know, formaldehyde. I don't know what the hell it was." I was just like, Yeah. No, Daddy doesn't want to do that at all. I have no desire to get high on moon rocks. So then he says, are you sure you don't want to go to Sugar? You don't have to get high on moon rocks, but go to Sugar's with us. The girls are really hot. He's like, I'm the bouncer. This guy's the manager. This guy's the other manager. I was like, who's the chick? He's like, oh, that's my wife. But it was like, what?
Did she have the prerequisites to be an entertainer?
She was cute.
Okay.
She was real cute, but she wasn't an entertainer. But then like, he's like, come on, bro. The girls are hot. They'll really like you. We'll tell them you're funny. I was like, I said, if Big J goes, I'll go. But otherwise, I'm in his ride. I'm going to take him to the airport in the morning, this, that. He goes, come on, bro. The girls, they'll give you a handy for $35.99.
Where's the 99 come
from? I was like, why is that such a specific amount?
Yeah.
35, is this like a QVC handy?
Is it paying tax? Or is it sales tax?
Why am I saving a penny? Why not just round it up or round it down? $35.36. Why does it have to be $35.99? Is it like, if it was $36, that's too much. But $35.99 sounds like $35, and I'm willing to pay that. That was of all the stuff that happened to me that night, being offered a $35.99 handy was the weirdest thing.
What would have been better is if you paid it, and they're like, you got a penny?
Yeah, what a specific amount. That was just the weirdest thing to me. Even more weird than moon rocks, or a guy wanting to check off like his scavenger blow list.
All that in one weekend.
All that in one night. That all happened Saturday night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Mother's Day. You did all that. I'm sure Mother's Day was, or you were still in San Antonio.
Yeah, I was still, yeah. Because I had a show last night as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was nothing eventful that happened on that. Nothing at all. It was pretty boring.
I did.
Oh, yeah? How'd it go?
Well, you know, my wife's a cakeaholic. And okay. I was explaining to the guys, Lance, we were sitting in the back, and I said, it's weird, like, you know, if you're a coffee connoisseur, you can tell good coffee and bad coffee. If you're a wine connoisseur, you can taste the ingredients and know good wine and bad wine. But Lisa's like a cakeaholic. She knows great cake.
Okay.
But, like, she prefers cake from the dessert gallery. I don't prefer paying that much for a cake. I'm like, if it's especially like a wedding or something like that, I get it. But... so I thought we were done with that. We had this discussion. So I had Taylor like try and sign a card. I did a card, brought her home, and I went and got at the bakery at the Randalls. I just had them do, not like you could buy this. They actually went in the back and made her a nice chocolate. She loves chocolate cake, chocolate frosting. Bring it home. She's like, oh, the cards are awesome. And she looks at the box. She goes, is it dessert gallery? I go, boop, 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 boop. I'm like, no. And I didn't want to say it. And she's like, oh, I was really looking for, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get my keys now. Yep. She's like, no, you don't have. I'm like, no, I get it. All right. So then I go, right? And I go to the dessert gallery. I walk in. It's just like anywhere. There's two registers. So there's people in front of me. I'm like, go ahead, take whichever register you want. I go to the one on the right. Lady in front of me is having problems picking out what she wants. I'm being patient. Lady in the left line that was second line goes, is there one line or two? And the manager goes, well, there's two registers, but I mean, I guess technically the line always starts with the left line. She's like, what? And I go, really? Me? I go, yeah, I guess I didn't go all the way to the back of the line. Is this going to be an issue? And she goes, yeah, I've been here a while. I was like, okay. Joel, so I go all the way around to the back. The people in front of me go, we can't make up our mind, so go in front of us. So now I'm parallel with this lady. She ends up ordering some concoction where she's against the wall waiting for like 15 minutes. And I'm like, how'd that work out for you? Then the guy goes, hey, Joel, your order's right here. Hands it to me, and I look at it, and I'm like, really? What an a-hole.
Like, that's okay, what she gets, right?
Yeah. Well, and Lisa got her cake, and I got the there bill. You go. Okay. It's ridiculous what they pay for cake.
Riley on Twitter said, so did you pay the $35.99 or no? No, Riley, I didn't. First of all, if that is the cost, I don't want one. Because I feel like you get what you pay for when it comes to that stuff, right?
I don't know.
I don't know about all that.
Wait a minute, Joel. I mean, if it's $5 and she's got soft hands.
I think you got to... it's kind of like the hefty Latinas. You have to analyze the situation. If you've been on a hot streak...
Also, $35.99, does that seem a lot? Just for a hand? I don't know what the going rate is for one.
So he's looking at Nick.
I know.
I'm just asking. It's because you know it's awkward to look at you on this studio setup. Like, is that just the... I don't know. I don't know what the rate is. That doesn't seem... That seems awfully high. I don't know. $36, $35.99, same thing. And somebody said moon rocks are legit. It's three different forms of weed in one, basically. I don't know. That sounds scary to me.
Good, I thought it was like Justin Timberlake's commercial where he's like combining raspberries and blueberries.
Well, I thought it might have been like crack, like crack and pop rocks. Like you put crack in your mouth and it fizzes and pops. And then I don't know what the hell it was.
Pop rocks, yeah. I used to eat those.
Yeah.
Someone fell asleep. If you're doing it, you poured a whole bag of those in their mouth. Oh, yeah. We used to do that all the time. If one of our friends fell asleep, we would pour like a half a bag of Pop Rocks in their mouth and just watch as those things started going off.
That is too funny, dude.
Yeah.
I never thought to do that. That's smart. Stuff, yeah.
All right. We're just getting started. You know how to do it if you're a usual suspect. If you're not, here, follow directions. 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776. That's how you reach the show. You can call, you can text, and you can reach us via Twitter. It's at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick, and at Barry Is Funny. As we'll be back with a whole lot more right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
We ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back! Second segment, first hour, Usual Suspects. You know how we do it. Kicking around in the first and then start getting into our groove. Talking sports and things. Big game tonight. Nick, I anticipate that you will be heading down to the Toyota Center.
Yeah, I forgot. Is it a 7 or 8:30?
8 o'clock game tonight. In between. It's a tweener.
Yeah.
8 p.m. because it's the only game going.
It's a long day.
The East.
Might as well head over there right after the show anyway.
Get you some grub.
So you're going to go that early?
What I've been doing is going to, and it's a free plug, but John Granato has spoken on China Garden.
Oh, yeah, Carol in China Garden. Fantastic.
Yep. Yeah, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's right across the street. It's walking distance.
Male golfer, female golfer food.
Yep. Whatever happened to that?
I don't know.
Never mind. Yeah, Carol's great down there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know her too well, but yeah, she's been here before bringing the infamous egg rolls.
Yeah. When I went down and when I went to the game with my mom and sat with the Rowdies, first thing we did is her and I went to China Garden and had some food. It's good.
Yep.
It is good.
I just got to find another spot that I can walk to and I'm not lazy enough. Like, I got to, because see, that's just right across the street. That's a good spot.
Well, on the flip side, over there by House of Blues, there's that whole like mini mall full of restaurants and stuff.
Yeah. I can walk there. Is it 2 blocks?
Oh, yeah.
3 blocks?
Yeah. It's like 2 blocks, 3 blocks. It's easy.
There's a for like food.
Yeah,
just to kill time.
Yeah. Well, that too. And then if you want to go to House of Blues and sit at the bar or some of the other bars, you can do that too.
I knew you were going to say that.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying.
Don't do that.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, I'm not showing up.
Draymond, why? What's the difference tonight?
He's not showing up drunk. He's going to get drunk while he's there. Come on, he's a professional.
Talk crap to me, Draymond.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that. Why is Barry always the guinea pig? Knuckles wants to know that. Yeah, that's a good question. Why am I always the guinea pig?
Not with us.
It seems as
just
though
just people
I
that
am.
Don't know you that well.
I guess. And somebody said, "Hey, I'm from I work for Dessert Gallery, Joel. I'll hook you up." So I gave you his or her number.
God love you. Send another text if there's any other way, name and stuff like that, so we can reach out. But that might help because boy, oh boy, Lisa, that is her thing.
Yeah,
Dessert Gallery is A1 on any holiday.
Is it all holiday? Arbor Day? You got to get her an Arbor Day cake from Dessert
Believe
Gallery?
Me, if there's a shot at it, she'll try it.
Yep,
no doubt about it. And the thing is, she's already got Taylor conditioned.
No,
even when we go into Randall's, Taylor knows, shoot, cake!
Oh, goes wow. Right,
I'm like, seriously, Lisa, really? And so then we get home, and she's like, oh, I got to give Taylor something to eat. She's hungry. It's like, okay. So I go in our room and I come back out and I walk in the kitchen. I go, what's she eating? I thought you were going to feed her. She's like, well, I mean, she saw the cake. She had to, I'm like, before she eats?
That's a cool mom.
I'm not going to be a cool mom when my kid's pushing three bills at three or 4 years old. But we can slow down on the cake.
Yeah, that's true.
Jeez,
yeah,
I see the Rockets are doing the, Nick, here you go. Happy hour at all concession stands, 6 to 7:30. $5 beers, $2 sodas, popcorns, and hot dogs.
And $35.99 for
parking.
They're not, yeah. They're not, oh.
That you would,
$5
you
wanna, beers, that didn't seem like a very enticing
deal. I didn't think
deal.
So either, but I guess their regular price for the beer is probably about 11 or 12.
I have a feeling if they gave out $35.99 handies, there would be a lot of people in their seats. But you had to be in your seat to get one. The place would be packed.
In the higher, the upper bowls.
Lower bowls, too. I bet it would be packed. I could think that would be a good
right now.
Huh?
I could say a lot of things right now I'm not going to say. I'm just letting you
don't
know.
Get in trouble, Joel.
No.
We don't want you to do that.
No.
So did you guys watch the Cavs game?
It was hard to digest it. It Why? Was hard to say.
Because I was so right
no,
about it?
No, it was just such a blowout. It was just, it was ugly basketball
was.
All the way around. But look, I give Boston credit. We've said it overall. I mean, they're talented. They're deep. I didn't see that coming. But we'll see.
I'm not going to say it surprised me.
Did you pick them?
Yeah, in six.
Okay.
Yeah, I have Boston in six. I was the only one.
You said that last week.
I'm the only fool probably at this station that picked Boston. Do I still think they're going to win? I think LeBron will probably come out and get a game.
I think game two, he's going to be a different guy.
But I still like Brad Stevens versus Tyronn Lue, and I think that makes a big difference, and I think you could see that. I think that there was a lot of... To me, there was Brad Stevens' fingerprints all over that game. The way that they played defense, the way that they handled LeBron, the way that they handled the Cavs. And I just, yeah, that was what I expected to have happen. Not a blowout like that, but I did expect Stevens to outcoach Tyronn Lue, focus on LeBron James and everybody else has to beat you. And that's kind of what happened.
I definitely, you know, LeBron was trying to dispel all this coaching love for Brad Stevens. It's hard to when you look at, because you can pick out through the course of the game just the little details that he really pays attention to. And I'm with you. I mean, we've said all along, Tyronn Lue is kind of like just everybody's buddy in the locker room as another player. He's not treated. I mean, most guys talk about coach. Hey, coach did this, coach did that. LeBron says, you know, T. Lue and I, we sat down, we were talking about this and that, and T. Lue was great about doing this. You don't. There's just not that respectful admiration of respecting that he's your coach.
Here's why I also think that the Celtics can win this series. When you look at the box score, James had 15 points.
Yeah, he almost had a triple-double, but it was weak.
It was a weak triple-double.
Yeah.
Kevin Love actually led them with 17. So LeBron wasn't even the highest scorer on his team. So let's just throw out there the fact that similar to what we saw in that Jazz series when Ingles went off for almost 30, you know that was the exception and not the norm. And that was an anomaly. And I think LeBron James going for 15 in the playoffs is an anomaly.
Agreed.
It's not going to happen every time. So let's add 20. Let's just add 20 to that and say he goes for 35 next game. Go ahead and add 20 to that score. That's still 108 to 103. To me, what that says is this team, this Celtics team, with no stars on it, as long as everybody plays complimentary basketball and does their thing, they can still beat the Cavs because it's LeBron James or nothing.
Well, and that's the other thing. I mean, when you look at it, Marcus Smart is also making shots and pulling threes and dropping dimes that you're not expecting out of him.
And commercials, which I was just like, I knew he'd make it to the NBA, but I didn't think of him being like a big star.
Marcus Smart has a commercial?
Yeah.
Really?
I missed that.
Yeah.
Why? Who?
I don't know.
What's he sponsored? Who's he sponsored by?
I don't remember. I don't remember what it was, but I remember
frame shop after he punched his hand through it at the hotel. That's why he was out for like a month to 2 months. Yeah, I didn't see that. I mean, here's the thing. I will say this, which is crazy, because two things. Barry, to your point, LeBron's streak ended. He was chasing the overall. That's the first time, and I think, I'm sure my listeners will jump on my ass on this, but I believe he had a streak of like 15, 20 games in a row where he was the leading scorer and the leading assister for his team. And that ended because of Love mm-hmm. and the point.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that everybody was going off on too was they asked him, I think it was a 25-2 run that the Celtics had that really stung the Cavs. And they said, well, where did it go wrong? And people have talked about his photographic memory in the past, but during the press conference, he went play-by-play on both ends of the floor and told you exactly what happened and remembered every detail of missed shots, rebounds, second chances. They got this, then we did that, had a good look, missed it. So-and-so missed it. They came down. They drilled the three. Marcus Smart in the corner. And they are literally... They said, and this is the Barry Warner factor. The media literally clapped when he was done. Like, it was impressive.
Oh,
he remembered all those details.
That's embarrassing.
And then other media members were like, this is the media room. You don't clap or do anything
that
like that.
That is embarrassing.
When it's something like that, I thought that was funny.
No, that's... Would you have been there and clapped, Nick, if you were involved with that? If you were sitting there with all those reporters and asked him that?
It just kind of depends. I think the whole, you know, the rules about being professional and objective.
Yeah, I mean,
it's still there, but I think there's an evolved version of it now, man. I really,
really?
Do. Yeah, I think the.
So you think that's okay?
I think the culture is slightly lightening up.
Look,
okay,
you go from Curry and bringing his daughter, then everybody was bringing their kids, and they're grabbing the microphone.
I said Iverson started that, right?
Curry's the one that really gets it.
But Iverson was the one that first started bringing it. I heard somewhere, I don't remember if it was on radio or TV or what, but somebody said Iverson was the first guy to really bring
it. Now everybody's doing it. Like DeMar DeRozan, they wanted serious. I get it when they want serious comments from a guy whose team just crapped the bed and the kid's grabbing the microphone and just, blah, 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 blah. You're like, okay, they're still trying to do their job. But that started it to where there's a difference. But like I've said before, my first experience when I first got hired by the Rockets and went into the press room for the first time, I saw Barry Warner undress someone verbally because they were cheering in the press room watching a TV of the game that was going on in the bowl. And I was like, wow, this is
I mean, like if you're wearing gear, like I remember the Texans PR, and I don't blame them, made this guy who was the Steelers were in town, and he was on the Texans side with a credential, and he had – Steelers gear top to bottom, from the beanie to a sweater to gloves and everything. And she came out and said that was inappropriate. I believe that, but I mean, they'll applaud. I guess technically you're not supposed to do that, but I don't think it's that big a deal. I thought it was funny too.
I will say this though, when I had credentials, Astros, sitting in the press box. It's hard sometimes. You forget that. What the hell? Did you just cut my mic off? Yeah. Why'd you do that?
I just cut my mic off. My bad.
Yeah. What the hell?
I was trying to turn my mic off.
It's not a great story, but it's not that bad.
Well, we'll be the judge of that. Continue on.
No, I'm just saying sometimes you forget because you're used to watching as a fan. And my whole life, I've been a fan of the Astros too. So when you're sitting in the press box and something really good happens, you kind of have to remind yourself that you got to sit on your hands and not do anything because I'm 43 years old, and for 43 years, or as long as I can remember, I've always rooted for the Astros. So it's like, I remember what it was last year, but Springer did something. I was like, I can't. I have to internalize it. So, I mean, I could see where you would forget, too, especially if you're a local guy. But if you're like Richard Justice or these guys that are national.
Or a blogger.
Speaking of, did you see somebody like wanted to ban Kurt Lowe from another show?
No.
Which I'm all for.
I didn't see that.
I think we should just ban him from the station or Houston or I don't know, America. Just ban him from America.
I mean, look, the fact of the matter is that that's the one thing that's bad, Nick, when you talk about the evolution of what's going on with the PR room and media. But the biggest problem is the fact that now anybody's media. Because if you have a blog and you start getting some kind of a following.
You still have to show in most cases like analytics and prove that you do have a legitimate or solid base or audience or following, then yeah, you can get credentials. That, you know, the more the better. The power of internet exists and writing still exists. So yeah, I mean, I guess.
But you mentioned Kurt Lowberry, and there's several others out there. When you become a blogger, but then you self-appoint yourself an expert, an analyst. You know, there's a lot of people that, and you know what, and you ask for credentials, and a lot of times they're like, well, I got them, and I've written, and I've done this, and then I remember Matt Thomas pushing a lot of guys, going, well, let's see him. What have you written? What have you done? They don't want to say, but yet they end up being more of a fan than they do a realistic member of the media.
Yeah, and I can tell you from owning the Cage Door with AJ, when we first started the Cage Door.
And that was a blog.
MMA blog.
Okay.
It was more of a website.
It was more of a website.
Yeah. Well, like we covered news, but all we did was cover local MMA. So Houston MMA. But when things would come, like Strikeforce would come to Houston or whatever, it was really hard for us to get credentials. And we were, you know, legitimately breaking news. Like we were one of the first ones to have the card. But we got the credentials, but you had to jump through hoops and show that we're not just two fanboys that started a website so we could go to Strikeforce. And there were guys there. Like, I told y'all the story about the guy that went up to Gus Johnson while he was eating and then got screamed at because he was like, so who are you? And he was like, I'm eating, man. Like, what? And he didn't know who Gus Johnson was. So you could tell he was a fanboy. He just loved MMA. But I think you've got to, there's that fine line between just dudes that are wanting to be a journalist and legitimate journalists. And I think there's still something to be said for allowing some and not others.
I agree. I totally agree with that. But I think that there's even people in the front office now that utilize press passes like it's just an extended way of getting guests and family in certain areas when it should be treated as serious media people only.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. If you want to join us, you know how to deal. 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Before we go to break, I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. I've been telling you about them for a long time. Mike and Tammy Gust have been the owners for over 15 years. It's been in their family for over 30 years. And as the title says, wheels, tires, you need anything done with them, repairs, new ones, stock, anything you need, they can do with wheels and tires. But it's so much more. They're conveniently located at 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. And you can always go to AmericanWheelAndTire.com. And I stress that you should go to AmericanWheelAndTire.com because you can see some of the ways that they can custom your vehicle for a one-of-a-kind look that no one else will have and really make your car, truck, or SUV look sharp. They do it for athletes across town. They do it for anyone and everyone. And they do it so that when you drive in style, you have a unique look, and your car looks pristine. They have great deals. And it starts with the wheels and tires because obviously we know all major brands that make tires are available at American Wheel and Tire. But you can get private label tires that start for $299 and $399 per set. That's four tires, people. That's a hell of a deal. And they have those every single day. But you can also get the big names, Bridgestone, Goodyear, all those different companies. But then when it gets to customizing your vehicle, it gets to be so much more because you can do custom rims, custom tires. You can do Kevlar wraps. You can do steps, bumpers, lights, and other things for your SUV or your truck. And the greatest thing is it's all done same day. So you come in there and you sit in the waiting room where you get a VIP experience, leather furniture, lots of goodies, and a window that lets you look at the bay. And while your technician is working on the vehicle, they come in and communicate with you throughout the process. And while you're sitting there and waiting, they're doing great work on your vehicle, and they're keeping you in the loop on what's going on. So check them out, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, or AmericanWheelAndTire.com. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by.
ESPN 97.5. Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
He's drunk. He's got to be.
I had my questions when he came in.
You had your...
He looked a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
I said Hawk Security three times in your ear.
We will both testify you never said anything like that.
Nope.
And by the way, your hot was Hawk. So it's the same thing.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. So we're back, as you can tell, on a Monday. Loving you guys being a part of the show, as always. So please feel free to participate. I guess we really haven't. I mean, we got into a little bit of the series.
Yeah, but, we broke down.
There's a lot of
Cavs, Celtics, but we'll. I mean, how much more can we talk about the Rockets and the Golden State Warriors? We have spent countless days repeating and regurgitating the same takes and breakdowns.
Yeah.
It's pointless to do it again. Enjoy the game tonight. It's going
to
be fun.
Go to sportsmap.com if you have any questions. Yeah. I did six key points that you should look for in the series.
But we've beat this to death. That's why I was so pissed when I saw it was on Monday. I was like, oh, God, this is going to be horrible radio.
But we did talk about the Cavs for a whole segment.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. But I'm talking in general.
Game day. I mean, there's a lot of people fired up about the game tonight.
Okay, but then go... Fine, then I'll sit out a segment if you guys want to talk Rockets because pointless. We've talked about it. What are you going to bring?
It's the number story in town. How about the Astros wearing the Rockets gear on the plane last night?
That was cool. Bregman in the two-hole.
Some people saying Verlander's first bad move since he became an Astro was the cheesy jersey because he wore number one and on the back the nameplate said run as for Run As One.
Why y'all hating on that man? Leave him alone.
I think he's just fine. That's ridiculous.
But there was this, JJ asked about that legalized betting. We're going to get to that. We will talk about that today. It is on the list. But I got to get to the more important stuff. Somebody texted the show and said, if you're ever in the Humble Kingwood area, I got your hookup at Torchy's Tacos. That's what I'm talking about. I'll put that number in my cell phone.
Love me some Torchy's Tacos.
I've never had them.
I'm going to save
Still
that
haven't
right.
had it. I heard they're
you
great.
Right idiot.
By your house, Joel. Right by your house.
What an idiot.
Oh,
you haven't had
over
it
there
yet?
By Highway 6?
5 minutes away.
Is that the one over by Highway 6?
Yep. Go
Highway
there. Highway 6 and 59. Get the Republican. Get the chips and queso. It's got guac in the middle of the cheese. It's amazing. I highly recommend it.
You can make it trashy to where you like remove all the vegetables and add queso instead. Yes. That's always fun.
And I already gave you the number for the guy at the dessert place. And I won't give you his name, but write it down. You can see it, yeah. Also, somebody said, well, not somebody, but Demetrius wanted a Formula One update. He's like, I missed game day. I used to get my Formula One updates after the races.
Did you guys really do this? No. Please tell me it was a joke.
No. We, just like I was about to say, like, Hamilton, Lewis Hamilton had a big, big race. Him and Mercedes taking 1-2.
Hamilton can pull, too.
Can pull.
Oh, yeah.
Pull what? What are you talking about?
Nicole Scherzinger used to be his girl.
Really?
The pussycat doll.
Oh, I was wondering where you were going.
Yeah,
I was about to dump him. Are you
do
kidding
a little
me?
Google search on Nicole Scherzinger. You will not be disappointed. Be,
right. When he said pussycat doll, I was like, whoa, dump, dump, dump. Then he finished it with the band name. But yeah, it was a rough day for Ferrari. Mm-hmm. They've got to go back and look at what they're doing and reassess, because the fact that Mercedes took 1 and 2, and I think a lot of people thought that like Kimi Raikkonen was going to do better, but his engine blew, and that was it for Team Ferrari. So there you go, Demetrius. There's your Formula One update.
I'm waiting for Emerson Fittipaldi to come on back.
Stop it.
I'm just telling you.
AJ Foyt.
Alan Kowicki.
No.
No?
Also, somebody asked, Barry, you had a show with Big J Okerson.
Yeah.
On weekend. Thursday through Saturday.
How big is Big J? Big dude?
He's slimming down because he's got a Netflix special coming up, and we were laughing because I was like, man, you want to go get some breakfast tacos? He's like, I can't, man. I'm on a diet. I was like, why? You're Big J Okerson. Why are you on a diet? You're going to just be J Okerson? Is that? He goes, no, because I've got a Netflix special coming up. He's going to be season 3 of the stand-ups. Which is a good series on Netflix, by the way. You should watch it. And he was like, you know, with the cameras, they always do multiple camera angles and they'll pan around to the side. And he doesn't stand when he does comedy. He doesn't do stand-up. He actually sits in a chair and talks. And I asked him why, and there was a bunch of cool reasons why he did it. But so he said, yeah, so because I sit, when the camera comes around to the side, I'm just all fat and lumpy. I look like a pile of tires. I was like, okay. So he's like, so I'm trying to slim up a little bit for the special. So he was eating like real good, real healthy stuff. So
well, I guess I get that.
Yeah. But yeah, I got to feature for him all week. It was great, man. His fans are awesome, loyal, good fans, good people. It was a fun weekend, dude. It was a lot of fun.
Well, good.
Yeah.
It's always good to hear. And the attendance was good.
Yeah, for that club, because similar to the other club in San Antonio, they don't pack it out, but they said that it was one of the busiest weekends they've had in a really long time. So that was cool.
Okay.
Made a lot of new fans myself because of it. So thanks for Big J for letting me gravy train off of his fans. That was nice.
No doubt.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. You know what else is good stuff? Keeping your family protected and your home. I'm telling you, if you ever had the nightmare or even think about the fact that you've come home to your house to find someone broke in, maybe you feel that fear and that anger and that pit of your stomach feeling when you know that you've been violated, your personal space, your family might be in danger. I mean, those are problems that you really need to be concerned about, because you've got to take care of your family and your property, and Hawk Security can do that for you. All you do is call 281-947-HAWK. Hawk Security's smart home automation can give you peace of mind knowing your family and your home are protected at all times. It's 24/7 protection, and you owe it to yourself to give them a call. 281-947-HAWK. And you mentioned the fact that the promo code is NATE, N-A-T-E. With that, you not only can talk to them about your security and the system that you you would be great to purchase and set up in your house. You get a free doorbell camera, free installation. It's all part of the GoHawk Smart Home Package. It's a savings of $400. And who doesn't want to save $400? All you need to do is call 281-947-HAWK. That's 281-947-4295. With Hawk, it's real-time alerts. You can see it's who's at your door. You don't have to get up. You don't have to move. You can check your phone. It's all, even when you're not at home, that you can check on what's going on, who's at the door, and who might be violating your personal space by being on your property. Stop wasting time. Give them a call. 281-947-HAWK. Mention the promo code Nate.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the first hour of The Usual Suspects, knee-deep in hour number one. Special shout out to our loyal suspect, Jason Hebert, and his son. He posted a video, and his son was playing in a game out at Baseball USA this weekend. And it looked like he kind of did like a tornado swing, like he screwed himself in the ground. And
yeah.
I thought he swung and missed. So I responded, I go, based on the way he went down to the ground, please tell me he just swung and missed. He sends me another picture in the emergency room with blood all over. And he said, off the bat, straight into his nose and his eye socket, fractured orbital bone above his left eye, and a concussion.
That's going to leave a mark.
That doesn't feel nice.
Speedy recovery and shout out to you, young man. That is not good.
No, that
Colin
sucks.
Moran stuff.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Got this text. I don't know who it's from.
You're going to... See, I thought you were kidding, but you are going to. So go ahead.
No. It just says, congrats for being number one in your time slot, guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Congrats to you, Nick, and to you, Barry.
What? It says, congrats, guys, for being number one in your
and
time slot.
And the ass clown that sent it in, just keep on firing. I'd like you to come through with what you do, and
you gotta
fire back.
They're just ribbing you.
Screw that.
They're just ribbing you. Lenny wants to know, Barry, do you really like Formula One? No, Lenny, I don't.
How many times in breaks are you talking about it? You and Trey are back there kicking it back and forth?
I do that for Demetrius. I just go and pull up an article and read the first paragraph because it's usually a really good summary of the whole race. So I just
Tony Kanaan can drive.
I just do that for Demetrius because I started doing it on Sunday like 4 years ago because we know nothing about Formula One, so I would just make stuff up and fake it.
Like of all places, a lot of the guys that race are from Milwaukee.
Really?
And we have like... State Fair Park has a raceway in Milwaukee, and you can hear how loud those cars are when they're racing. But man, it was a big deal. And I mean, one
Did
of the
ever
great.
Go?
I've never been, and everybody says you would really, you know, even with a NASCAR and everything else. I know Trey and everybody else said all you gotta do is go once Texas Motor Speedway, you're hooked. And
no,
I just don't
not.
Feel like I would.
No, you're not.
But I will tell you this: they
said the same thing about hockey, and I went.
Racing did produce one of the greatest names in the history of sport.
Go ahead, say it.
Dick Trickle.
Figured
Dick Trickle is from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Oh, he was from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Where else would you get watering holes than from a guy named Dick Trickle?
That's a good question.
You know?
So I guess
Jim Schwantz is from Dallas, isn't he?
Who?
Jim Schwantz. He played football.
I don't get it. I don't know.
There's just sports names. Jim Schwantz, Sam Gash, Harry Colon.
So Dick Trickle committed suicide?
I believe so.
That's what it says on Wiki.
I
wasn't really familiar with who
he's. Sorry. I'm just saying some of the oddest names in sports history.
Jim Schwantz? What is
Jim Schwantz was a cowboy.
Yeah, but why is that odd? That's not even close to being the same thing as Dick Trickle.
Isn't it?
No.
Depends on the slang term you use, but I believe his last name is also referred to as your ding-a-ling.
Your Schwantz?
Oh, yeah. Back in the Midwest, that's the thing.
Schwantz.
Yep.
Never heard that in my life.
I've never heard it either.
I've heard
probably
Schlong.
A Midwest thing.
Just letting you know.
I've heard
Schlong. Maybe it's a Midwest
not
thing.
Not Schwanz.
But, yeah.
It's definitely a Midwest thing. It is certainly not a down south thing.
Okay.
And what was the other one that you said?
Harry Colon?
Yeah. That one, yeah.
Might have done a shot or two from our previous segment.
That's right.
There you go. Sam Gash?
Yes.
Patriot?
Yes.
Figures. All right. I'm done.
Thank God.
Good. You're welcome. Where are you going?
Thank goodness.
Shut up.
Somebody said that your Schwantz guy is from Houston.
No, Kevin Schwantz.
Yeah, okay.
Jim Schwantz is a football player.
No one
Trey does.
No. Not even Trey cares.
Okay.
Let's talk Rockets. I'd rather do that. Let's break it down. Let's get in the details. Let me roll up my sleeves.
Okay.
Show my flabby arms.
Cool. You got that profile shot going?
Let's do it. Don't you, son of a...
I won't.
Oh, you're lying. You should. I probably already did. And you should.
I didn't.
Let's go. Let's do it. What do we go? Let's bring something new to the people.
Can I ask you a question?
Rockets.
Can I ask you a question about this?
Let's bitch about attendance.
No, let's ask a legitimate question here, okay? Because a lot of the people, especially a lot of the national people, are saying the biggest key to this series is Kevin Durant, and the Rockets don't have anyone to guard him. And I would call BS on that, but I would say that the biggest thing is if he gets guys in foul trouble, and a lot's going to be dictated by how these games are called. Because I think that you got to keep a lot of guys out of foul trouble. But is that the big matchup? Is that we're not worried about if Klay Thompson can stick with Harden, and Klay has gotten in foul trouble before trying to guard Harden. But we're saying that the national people are saying, well, the biggest thing is the Rockets have no one to guard.
I mean, that's
Durant.
That's everybody's narrative. It seems like every time I listen to somebody talk about this series, that's what everybody talks about is the fact that the Rockets don't have anybody to guard Kevin Durant. That's the big thing. And it was one of the first things I said when we started talking about this series once they both had won and moved on. There's three guys that can guard Kevin Durant. And you're not going to stop him. P.J. Tucker, Trevor Ariza, and Luka Mbamute are all capable of guarding Kevin Durant. It doesn't mean that he's going to be held to 15 points like LeBron James in game one. But what it means is you're not throwing out Josh Smith out there and just praying that Kevin Durant snaps an ankle. These are legitimately good defenders in the NBA. Not great. Not all-star, not all-defense first team, maybe Luka Mbamute. But these are guys that can defend. These aren't just schlubs.
No, I agree with that. But I think that, you know, one of the things that you look at, too, when you're talking about all this is from a foot speed, from a height, lateral quickness, because Durant is just such a rare animal because of the fact that he's 7 foot, but he can put it on the floor. He can shoot the three basically at an instant and get it off and knock it down with consistency. But the bigger thing is going to be, like, I think, Harden, because the switches. Up until this point, you've seen Minnesota, you've seen Utah. When the switches happen, Rudy Gobert, no lateral quickness. Same thing with Karl Anthony Towns. Harden was able to go to school. I think the bigger thing is going to be if they do high pick and rolls and they do things like that with Capella and the switch happens and it's Draymond Green, is that going to be making a bigger difference? Because he is more athletic. He is quicker. He has lateral quickness. And is that going to affect James at all? And the other thing, like I said, I go back to, because everybody, look, I understand Klay Thompson's a better than average defender. But people are anointing him. And the thing is you, when you looked at what Harden's been able to do offensively over the course of when these two teams match up, James has gotten Klay in some foul trouble.
Yeah, and everyone wants to act like Steph Curry is this plus defender. He's either going to have to hold Chris Paul, James Harden, or Eric Gordon. All three of those guys can get their buckets. All three of those guys can get to the rack. Steph Curry is not a plus defender. So let's not act like the Warriors are just this defensive juggernaut when it across the board at five positions. When JaVale McGee's in there, he's a good rim protector. But when he's not, I think you have an advantage with Capella in the game if they go with that Hamptons five or small lineup. I think if whoever Steph Curry is guarding can get to the rack. I think there's a couple keys there. There's three good defenders on that team. There's three good ones.
But my thing is, he doesn't necessarily have to be a plus defender when you mention those three guys, Gordon, you know, Harden, and Paul. Paul's not going to be – he had one 41-point game. Yeah, but he's not really scoring those type of points every game. Harden is the guy he would have to worry about. Gordon has been pretty inconsistent. To me, Gordon and Ariza are the two players that have to be the difference. Not necessarily from a matchup standpoint.
They got
to
score.
But they have to score.
They have to, is right. And here's the thing.
How many people can defend KD anyway?
Steph's not going to guard Harden unless there's just a rotational switch and out of the blue it happens from a time to time basis, but it's not going to be a regular thing. The thing is I want to know how good his knee is, because that's going to be the bigger key. He can stay in front. He's a little younger than Paul. He can probably stay in front of Chris Paul. But if his knee isn't right and it's not 100%, then I think Chris Paul has an advantage there.
You said Chris Paul's not scoring this. I wanted to validate that.
They only
had
141.
What do you think he's putting up? What do you think he's averaging again?
If you put on the average, he might have something 21. Like in the 20-point range. But normally
22.
He,
That I'll take that every time. 22. Yeah.
But he's not necessarily. Guard. Yeah, but they have guys that are scoring 25, 30 plus. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and KD are all putting 30 points like it's nothing. And when you they might have an anomaly like LeBron did, but it won't be. It'll be few and far between. It won't Agreed. Be. It'd be spread out. Harden has more anomaly games than they do too.
Well, we've said. I've said all along that there's the Rockets as a team. Everyone has to play their best basketball. They can't have off night from PJ Tucker and Trevor Ariza and Eric Gordon and fade that like they did against the Jazz and against the Timberwolves. Everybody's going to have to make their threes. Everybody's going to have to shoot 40%. This is a team that's going to have to get to the basket. Capella's going to have to block some shots, 5-6 shots a game, save those 10 points. I mean, they're going to have to play perfect basketball. And I think they're capable of it. I just don't know if they're capable of it four times.
Yeah, that's my big thing. I mean, my big thing is, look, and I know everybody thinks, well, you're a Rockets hater. No, I'm not really at all.
Well, you are, but...
No, and I give the Rockets a hell of a... they have tons of talent. But the bigger thing is going to be, they have four proven guys on the other side that are all-stars that can get theirs. Draymond might not get it all in points, but he's capable of a triple-double every night. The other three are way above average. Two of the greatest shooters maybe the league has ever seen. The other one doesn't get enough credit for his shooting accuracy, but he does so many things in Durant. And from the flip side, you got two guys that you can count on for the Rockets for the most part. And then the other thing is just what goes back to what Nick was saying. The role players, even if they're starters, they're considered secondary role players, but they're going to have to be on their game. They're going to have to give you 10 to 15 minimum. They're going to have to hit shots with 3 minutes to go in the game, and it's a two-point contest. And that's what remains to be seen. So, but I just hope it's a good series.
And when Harden is having a bad game, it can't just be Paul that's having a good game. It has to be, like I said, Paul,
Capella,
gotta be a reason.
Committee. It's got to be contributions by committee.
To me, if you can get big games from Clint Capella, I think that could be almost equivalent to their Durant. Not the same, and I don't mean equivalent by the points and all that, but I mean the fact that it can create a matchup nightmare and no one can guard him in that pick and roll. If you get the kind of game that you've seen from him a couple of times where he can put up 20 points, get 10 rebounds, and block 4 or 5 shots. So he's got to play a perfect game. I think there's nobody is giving the Rockets an advantage in any of this stuff. And I think we tend to forget the MVP of the league this year is on this team. Mm-hmm. One of the best scorers, one of the best individual one-on-one players. Not only that, the Rockets are deeper. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not buying this fact that the Warriors have a better bench. That
they don't, but it depends on how deep you go.
After their big four, that's it. The Rockets have legitimately 6 or 7 guys.
I disagree with after their big four, that's it. Andre Iguodala is sitting right there, and Andre Iguodala is a plus defender, and he's a hell of a player.
All right. I think the Rockets are much deeper and better off the bench.
But how deep are you going to go? We already know that D'Antoni keeps paring down how far he's going to go onto the bench. Golden State, we already know, may go 7. But you know what? If they don't have to, if they're not forced to, if there's not injuries or foul trouble, they don't need to. They have guys capable. But you're right. Overall, depth on the bench, talent-wise, down the end of the bench, absolutely it's Rockets.
Because remember, when the Rockets go to the bench, they get better defensively. The Warriors don't. They don't get better defensively, and they don't get better scoring.
Depends on who you use.
Let's just say they start with JaVale McGee, because that's what everybody seems to think is going to happen. They're going to run JaVale McGee out there to start. So you're bringing in Livingston and Iguodala off the bench.
Kevon Looney, who's a really good defender and very athletic.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you got guys you can go to off the bench that can, and Iguodala's a good defender.
All right. I mean, to me, the Rockets get better defensively when they go to their 6, 7, and 8 guys, and those guys can still score. When you bring in Eric Gordon and Luka Bamute, you don't lose anything. I mean, you're getting better defensively with Luka Bamute in the game. Plus, he can hit threes. Eric Gordon's the same way. You don't lose scoring when he spells Chris Paul. And then you've got a guy like Nene that can defend in the low block as long as he's not trying to guard anybody on the wing. I don't know. I just this team is deeper than the Warriors, and to me, that's an advantage, especially if this series goes longer.
Okay. All right, so that's hour number one in the books. We're going to continue to roll on. We still got two to go in the big show, and if you want to join us like Patrick does, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can tweet. Patrick will be coming in off the break talking a little Rockets. If you guys want to get in, you know how to reach us now. And I want to tell you, when I reach out and tell you about furniture, I go to Gallery Furniture right here in town, and you should too. Mattress Mac, we all know he's a staple in the community. We know all the great things he's done during the natural disasters, the hurricanes, everything and everything that happens. Mac is always there to support this city, but he also does it with his three great locations with Gallery Furniture. They all have the same deals, the same great customer service, and what they say is what they do, and you can get that kind of a deal too. All you got to do is go into one of those three locations, whether it be Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria right there on Post Oak, or at I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker both ways, and you are going to get with a salesperson. They are going to ask you questions about, are you early American? What's your preference in terms of your style in your house? What are you looking for? What's your price range? And then they're going to start pairing you up and showing you different things in their different showrooms to see if it's something that tickles your fancy and you might like in your house. Regardless of what you see and what you get, it's going to be delivered that same day. Anytime you buy anything from Gallery Furniture, the delivery people will be at your house within 3 to 4 hours. Once they get there, if you need something moved out, rearranged, they'll take care of it because they want you to make sure that you remember the customer service and you go back to Gallery whenever you need furniture. They're definitely not going to have any back order slips because that's what I mean. If you see it on the showroom floor, it's going to be yours. It's not going to be something you have to wait for. It'll be there that same day. And of course, like Mattress Mac always says, it's absolutely the fact. It's not anything that he makes up as a marketing slogan. Gallery really will save you money.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.